1-800-331-7525 for your free demo. Call 1-800-331-7525.
770 KKOB. I want to talk about a holiday magic CD to benefit kids who are in children's hospitals this time of the year. And joining us on the program is the guy who puts it together for 8 years now, Jeff Gelder from Gelderhead Audio Productions. Jeff, how you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing great, thanks.
Tell everybody about this CD and what you do with it in terms of sending it out to the children's hospitals and the money that you're raised to.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, it's a CD that I've been producing for 8 years now. And in a nutshell, I have a small contest where we take donations of stories and songs and all sorts of things from talent and have a little contest where we put together the best ones along with a tale that we weave kind of every year with certain little characters, build a CD, and then distribute them to hospitals around the country. And we take funds or do fundraising to raise the funds to actually distribute the CDs. We've been sending them there to Albuquerque for the last 7 years. And I figured over 1,000 CDs we've sent to Albuquerque hospitals. This year we're sending them to Cary Tingley Hospital, I believe it is, and also a UNM Children's Hospital. And it's all to benefit the kids who have to spend their holiday in the hospital, aren't able to go home, and also their siblings who sometimes get neglected and have to kind of hang out in the hospital with nothing else to do.
Jeff, how did you come up with the idea to do this kind of project?
It actually came out of a landmark education class that was called Self-Expression and Leadership, and I was tasked with putting together a project that would enhance the community and then eventually take on a life of its own. And that's exactly what it's done. I have a background in radio, do voiceover work, and also I know a lot of talent who don't have a chance to get recorded or express, you know, their great talents. So I thought maybe I can put the best of both together, get those talents onto a CD. They love kids. They love doing something like this. Then get the kids something that they can actually benefit from and enjoy. And it just kind of came out of that class. And every year I get calls wanting to be on it, wanting to be a part of it. It's all volunteer-based. In fact, I have a liaison there in Albuquerque. Sheila Hernandez is working with Summit Electric Supply, and she's taken on the task of delivering the CDs, making sure they get to the right places. And in San Diego, we actually do a playroom day where we go for 2 hours and sing Christmas carols to the kids. We actually get to meet the kids and go room to room and hand out the CDs, and my goal is to do that in every city. And I think that's what Sheila will be doing, hopefully, maybe next year. But she's looking for help there in the city, so if anyone's interested, you can contact Sheila at Summit Electric Supply, and her number is 346-2900.
Jeff, obviously, this is a project that and a cause that you care very deeply about for doing this now for 8 years. Professionally, it speaks a lot about your abilities, but on a personal level, with all of the kids that you've met over the years who have to spend Christmas and the holidays in the hospital, how's that sort of impacted you on a personal level?
You know, honestly, Bob, every year I'm now looking forward to it. It's my favorite day of the Christmas season because everything gets put into perspective. It really takes all the commercial side of it out of it for me, and just I realize what's really important is, you know, is kids and giving and taking care of each other. And in fact, this year we just delivered here in San Diego last Thursday and had the just phenomenal experience with a young child who I believe he was autistic, and he was there in the room with us, and we were singing some Christmas carols. We have a friend who plays guitar and sings, and everybody was pretty jovial singing Jingle Bells, and he came over and tugged on the guy's shirt and instantly stopped the crowd, went into silence, and he asked if he could sing a song to his mother. And he sang in silence. He sang the song to his mother with his autism and his own disabilities, but just everybody was in tears. It was just an amazing experience. And sang to his mom, what a wonderful, how beautiful she is and that sort of thing. And he's probably all of, you know, maybe, I don't know, 8, 7 years old, something like that. Just moving moments.
Yeah. Jeff, tell everybody about the website they can go to get more information on your project and how they can help.
Okay, great. Yeah, you can go to holidaymagiccd.com, find out all the information on submitting or making a donation. You can make a donation through PayPal. And you can also, if you want to see pictures of the kids where we went to deliver, we have a Facebook site that's facebook.com/holidaymagiccd. If you want to contact me, jeff@holidaymagiccd.com.
Jeff, thanks for your time today, and congratulations on another great project this year.
Bob, thank you so much. And if I can, a quick shout-out to one of your favorite fans. My mother is there in Albuquerque. Today's her birthday, and she's celebrating with you guys.
Oh.
Listening there.
What's her first name?
City. Pauline.
Pauline, happy birthday from 770 KKOB.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot. Jeff Gelder with us here on News Radio 770 KKOB. All right, let's go to Gemma now in traffic. What's the latest on the roads, Gemma?